KQED.
KQED politics and government reporter Katie Orr has been profiling first-generation immigrants elected to the state legislature. Well, today she takes us to Silicon Valley to profile the first Indian-American member of the assembly, Ash Kalra, who represents part of Silicon Valley.
On a rare midweek afternoon in his district, Democratic Assemblyman Ash Kalra strolls through downtown San Jose on his way to a local Rotary Club meeting.
I love this city. It's amazing. Look at this downtown. Look how much it's grown.
Kalra talks about the skyscrapers being built, the trendy restaurants opening up, and the tech companies moving downtown. At the Rotary Club meeting, Kalra jokes the more conservative members aren't really his crowd, though he appears to have plenty of friends in the room. Kalra is a familiar face around San Jose. His parents, both natives of India, were living in Canada when he was born, and the family moved to the city when he was six. He still lives in the same neighborhood he moved to in middle school. Kalra became San Jose's first Indian-American city council member when he won a seat in 2008. He says his desire to enter public service developed early during a childhood trip to India.
I would see boys my age that looked like me coming up to me begging me for money, and I would think to myself, well, if I need something, I ask my parents. That was the first realization I had that there was a difference in my life compared to so many others. And it wasn't just a sense of feeling lucky, but also a sense of obligation that even at that young age, it kind of carried with me in the back of my mind.
Still, Kalra says his life goals didn't necessarily fit with what his culture deemed to be successful.
You know, most of my friends I grew up with did become doctors, engineers, and are doing well in the computer science industry or in big business or in technology. And that was never what I was drawn to, so I also felt a little separation from that perspective.
His political victories have gotten him lots of attention in his community. He won election to the state assembly in November, where he's not only the first Indian American to serve, but also the first Hindu. And Kalra says many in his community look to him on big issues like immigration. For instance, he says the media often focuses on Latinos when talking about undocumented immigrants, but he points out many living here illegally are also Asian and Pacific Islanders, or API.
API at times can feel invisible on these larger conversations. Part of it is self-inflicted. We're not as vocal about the issues that impact us, and some of it is that we just haven't been as thoroughly engaged.
Santa Clara Supervisor Cindy Chavez has known Kalra since the mid-1990s, when they were both working on then-President Bill Clinton's re-election campaign. She says Kalra's been successful at reaching out to different groups within his district.
The Latino community has a lot of affection for him. He's been an advocate for women. He's been an advocate for immigrants. He's been an advocate for the labor movement. He's been an advocate for the environment.
Kalra says he's seen more Indians like himself becoming involved in politics as the field becomes more accepted within his community. Chavez agrees, noting more Indian Americans are becoming active in local political clubs.
The political environment looks very much like the environment that we live in, which I think is very exciting.
Kalra is part of a growing number of Indian American lawmakers, including U.S. Senator Kamala Harris and Silicon Valley Congressman Ro Khanna. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.